It has been an extraordinary storm, and a series of storms, of that there can be no doubt. And we place a very high priority in terms of keeping people safe from the effects of the storm. And I think the council and the Environment Agency and all those concerned should be congratulated in terms of the work that they did earlier in the year, which I think, had they not done, I think we would have been looking at a number of houses lost to the sea. And of course, there are a number of schemes that are available for flood relief, but also to recompense the council for the work they're doing. Now, that thing comes from a thing called the Belwin scheme. Now, we've changed the threshold. We're going to pay out 100%. And as a kind of a new thing, we're quite prepared, given that we understand the local council is relatively small, we're willing to pay money up front.
You mentioned originally, you said you'd seen some of the schemes that were being put on the table to help resolve this issue. You called them controversial in your answer. Why are they controversial?
Well, some of them are controversial. The suggestion of cutting the spigot, which might be a sensible thing to do, but there's a risk of overtopping there, and that might affect other people's property. So we need to look at that. There's a possibility of the spigot closing up, and that might happen, and that might have a long-term effect on properties elsewhere. It's the changing nature of the channel. It was explained to me relatively a few years ago. There was no problem. The shingle was forming and reforming, but then this bit suddenly occurred.
I suppose a lot of people would say, putting a channel up to the spit is relatively cheap in comparison to, paying out insurance on 300 homes that potentially could get washed away.
Yeah, well, sadly, neither you nor I are engineers, so I don't know what the best solution is. All we can do is to create the atmosphere in which a sensible decision could be made. I have to say, I've been to lots of places during this, and what has struck me more than anything is how utterly reasonable the residents are, and how they want to work alongside the local council and the various agencies to achieve this. So that's been pretty impressive, and certainly their Member of Parliament pressed very hard for me to come down. I mean, it's normally a very beautiful part of the world. I've quite been here when it's been quite so wet. It's always been very benign, but it was a pleasure to come back.
Okay, one more question, Leon, if you don't mind. Yeah. We also cover the Isle of Wight. Just quickly, a question there. Have you heard about residents on Undercliff Drive and the fact that they've been told they may never even be able to return home due to major landslips there?
Sorry, I don't know anything about that.
You don't know anything about that?
I don't know. I've not been briefed on that, so foolish for me to comment. But as soon as I get back into the car, I'll find out.
Thank you.
It does seem to be that the government's been wrong-footed by the cuts to the budgets for the Environment Agency by all this extreme weather. So long-term, does there need to be a rethink on the finances?
Well, we've got a programme to take care of flood defences. We're spending more than our predecessors. We're stepping that process up. But I think we need to understand these have been extraordinary storms. And the fact is that, to the most part, those defences have held and held very well. And that while we were talking about tens of thousands of people who've been flooded in the 2007 storms, that hasn't been the case this time, I'm very pleased to say. And where last time we saw massive disruption from electricity being cut off, that hasn't been the case this time, because gone out of the way to put substations on plinths, and they've withstood pretty well.
And this area, obviously part of the hold the line policy in terms of beach defences as well, that must be reassuring for the local community, because it's not just those on the front that could potentially be affected if there is a breach.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think if that work that we saw just a few hundred yards from where we are, that hadn't taken place, it's undoubtedly that houses would have been lost.
There does seem to be a groundswell of opinion locally that the current philosophy, the current ideas to protect the beach aren't working, and that this channel, this hole in the spit, needs to be the long-term solution. How confident are you that might be considered and seriously looked at?
Well, sure, it's definitely on the table. But the truth is, we don't want to do a solution that might cause problems to other people. It's not good good to protect one set of residents and cause other sets of residents a problem. So I think we're going to need some degree of assurance about what's going to work. But you just need to stand outside the door to see the power of nature.
You're not just the only one doing that. Obviously, David Cameron as well, touring West Wales and Somerset this week. So I suppose a lot of messages will be flying around Westminster as a result of this weather.
Yeah, I'll be talking to the Prime Minister at 5:30 this afternoon about what I've seen here and the attitude of locals and the attitude of the local agency. And I'll be able to report back of the very positive way in which people are working together.